boys' views on ideal men and women. Society often promotes a stereotypical image of masculinity, which is harmful to men's health. Over 2 years, journalist Peggy Orenstein interviewed hundreds of teenage boys, asking what qualities the ideal woman should have. She expected answers like blonde hair and big boobs but was surprised by what she heard. The boys described the ideal woman using words like leadership, ambition, and intelligence. However, when asked about the ideal man, the boys stuck to stereotypes, mentioning traits like emotional reserve, strength, and silence. The common image of the strong, silent man negatively affects male mental health. This is because emotional diversity, the ability to feel and express a wide range of emotions, is essential for mental well-being. The pressure to hide emotions limits many boys' emotional diversity. The negative impact of male stereotypes. A 2018 survey of over 1,000 U.S. teenagers revealed that young men who strongly identified with male stereotypes were 6 times more likely to report harassing girls and bullying other boys. They were also more prone to binge drinking, risky behavior, and depression. These numbers show that ignoring their feelings can have very negative effects on men. However, boys are taught not to show their emotions. This gender training starts at home. Studies show that both mothers and fathers use less emotional language and show less empathy when talking to sons than to daughters. It continues in school. Psychologist Judy E. Chu found that preschool boys often feel comfortable showing their need for emotional connection. By kindergarten, though, most boys have learned to hide that need. By age 14, most boys are afraid that sharing their feelings with male friends will make them look weak. The 2018 survey found that girls believed there were many ways to be a girl. Boys, on the other hand, felt pressured to be strong, silent, and unemotional. This pressure came from adults who told boys to man up when they showed sadness or frustration. It also came from peers who used insults like pussy and bitch to make fun of boys who showed emotion. The image of the strong, silent male isn't something to celebrate, it's a harmful gender stereotype that is damaging young men. The impact of early exposure to pornography on boys. Early exposure to pornography is affecting boys' understanding of pleasure, arousal, and self-esteem related to sex. It's rarely talked about and often ignored, making it one of the most taboo topics, yet it's as common online as cat gifs. Since high-speed internet became widespread, sites like Pornhub, similar to YouTube but for porn, have become very popular. For today's teenage boys, a lot of explicit pornographic content is just a click away. Most young boys see pornography long before they have sex or even start masturbating. Not all pornography is bad. Furthermore, it is normal and beneficial for adolescents to develop a healthy sexual curiosity. However, males in the millennial and Gen Z generations will indeed be the first to experience adolescence with such easy access to so much pornography, and the data seems to indicate that this is more detrimental than beneficial. The impact of easy access to pornography on boys. Pornography is not only more accessible than ever before, but it is also much more explicit. In a U.S. survey, boys were 3 times more likely than their fathers to have seen hardcore pornography with themes like BDSM, gang rape, and double penetration. All the boys interviewed by Orenstein regularly watched online pornography. When they became sexually active, they found it difficult to match real-life sex with what they saw in porn. They worried about their penis size and if they could perform the acts they saw online. Trying these extreme acts often led to regret and shame because they were less pleasurable than expected, not surprising since then. Sexual preferences and pornography's impact on boys. Some people find it hard to get sexually aroused with real partners after spending years refining their specific turn-ons using search filters. They focus on details like nipple shape and color, making it difficult to be aroused by anything outside these preferences. Additionally, many boys understand the importance of consent, but some admit to watching pornography where the female actor initially resists or is coerced into a sex act before eventually seeming to enjoy it. It's important for parents and educators to openly discuss pornography when teaching boys about sex. While not always harmful, pornography can distort real-life expectations and experiences if not approached thoughtfully. Emotional disconnect in hookup culture. Today's teens and young adults often engage in hookup culture, where casual sex is common but emotional closeness is not. Dating apps and alcohol often lead to one-night stands, followed by awkward mornings. This culture encourages sex without deep feelings or commitment, emphasizing a casual approach. Sociologist Lisa Wade describes it as promoting a mindset of mandatory indifference. The focus is on physical pleasure without vulnerability or emotional ties. Some boys interviewed by Ornstein found these encounters unsatisfying emotionally, but expressing feelings or doubts often led to them being teased or excluded by their male peers. Boys often avoid connecting emotions with sex, possibly because of the persistent stereotype of the sexually active college-aged male. This stereotype, combined with the idea that showing emotions isn't seen as manly, and the convenience of hookup apps, creates what we know as hookup culture. This emphasis on casual sex can lead boys to see girls as objects. During sex, many college-aged boys tend to ignore their partner's needs. In a recent survey, 51% of girls said they reached climax in their last hookup, while 81% of boys did. After these encounters, many boys admitted to acting distant to protect their masculine image. Moreover, many boys feel pressured to perform sexually, even if they are not very experienced. To cope with this pressure, they often drink heavily before hooking up. Unfortunately, alcohol can cloud judgment and make it harder to understand social cues, like whether their partner is comfortable. This binge drinking can lead to poor decisions and even sexual misconduct, with consequences for both the boys and their partners. Sex doesn't always have to be a deeply emotional experience. However, a culture that doesn't allow for any emotional connection during sex can harm adolescent boys and their partners. Challenges faced by LGBT+ teens in sexual exploration. For gay, queer, and trans boys, exploring and expressing their sexuality can still be difficult. In the United States, attitudes towards LGBT+ people are improving. In 2004, only 31% of Americans supported same-sex marriage, but by 2016, this number had risen to 61%. Despite growing acceptance, not everyone is tolerant. LGBT+ teens face higher rates of mental health issues, domestic violence, and sexual assault compared to their straight peers. Additionally, there's a lack of discussion and education about sexual activities other than intercourse. This makes it hard for queer teens to discover and accept their sexual identity during their teenage years. Same-sex marriage is permitted in the U.S., where millions of people watch shows like Queer Eye. However, that does not imply that gay guys have an easy existence. The lives of LGBT+ teenagers living in conservative or evangelical areas of the nation could not be much improved by a national trend toward LGBT+ acceptance. Ornstein interviewed gay boys from various backgrounds, and they all said that they felt uncomfortable experimenting with their sexuality. Ornstein discovered that gay guys are using hookup apps like Grindr in rural, conservative, or religious areas of the country, often while they are still minors. Why? Grindr is the only platform that connects people of the same sexual orientation in some remote regions. The app provides a safe space for kids who are closeted to secretly explore their sexuality. Paradoxically, many gay teenage guys took risks in their quest for a safe environment in which to explore their sexuality, such as lying about their age or going out with random people for sex. Sexual exploration challenges for trans boys. Trans boys also encounter difficulties exploring their sexuality. According to Ornstein's interviews, these boys were frustrated by the lack of information about non-penetrative sex. They felt uncertain about how they or their potential partners could experience sexual pleasure. These uncertainties led to embarrassment and anxiety when thinking about future partners. Despite increasing support for LGBT+ rights, discussions about queer-friendly sexual practices are often overlooked. In the United States, sex education mainly focuses on penetrative sex and reproduction. Including LGBT+ teens in sex education would certainly help them. However, teaching adolescents about the various ways people find sexual pleasure would benefit everyone. Disparity in society's view of sexual conduct between white and black boys. There is a double standard in how society views the sexual behavior of white boys compared to black boys. Black culture, including hip-hop and streetwear, is highly admired by teenage boys. However, society doesn't always value black teenage boys themselves. Both white and black boys face challenges related to toxic masculinity. But being black adds another layer of complexity to how their sexual expression and experiences are perceived by peers and society. Many college-aged black boys that Ornstein interviewed felt accepted in their college environment. However, they noted that sometimes they were accepted based on stereotypes assigned to them by their white peers, like being seen as sexually skilled, confident, cool, and athletic, rather than for who they truly were. These stereotypical traits align with a traditional image of the ideal man. Yet, these boys also observed that these same qualities could be seen as threatening by their white peers. For instance, their confidence might be viewed as aggression, or their athleticism as physical intimidation. Throughout American history, racist stereotypes have portrayed black males as sexual predators. The boys Ornstein spoke with all expressed concern that if they were accused of sexual misconduct, they would likely face more severe consequences compared to their white peers. College campus sexual assault statistics and race. Statistics about sexual assaults on college campuses in America are not categorized by race. However, evidence suggests that at predominantly white colleges, black men are reported for sexual misconduct at much higher rates compared to white men. Additionally, white girls are more likely to report a black boy for sexual misconduct than a white boy. Conversely, black girls are more likely to experience sexual assault than white girls but are less likely to report it. It's important to take claims of sexual misconduct seriously, regardless of the alleged attacker's race. Girls should always feel safe reporting sexual assaults. However, the black boys interviewed by Ornstein didn't feel safe either. They were hesitant to hook up with girls at parties, even when the girls showed clear interest in them. Racist stereotypes and unequal treatment limit their opportunities for healthy sexual relationships. Adolescent boys often fail to obtain sexual consent. The night is young and so are you, and you just want to dance, dance, dance. You've never been to such a good party before. In 2016, a survey by research group Confi asked 1,200 college students about their expectations after dancing and going home with someone from a party. The results showed that 45% of men anticipated having sex in such a scenario, compared to 30% of women. The perception gap between men and women on sexual signals is evident, as highlighted by the Aziz Ansari incident in 2017. Following the hashtag MeToo movement, a 22-year-old woman named Grace shared an uncomfortable experience with Ansari. They had gone on a date, and he asked for sex. She initially refused, but he persisted until she eventually agreed. This story prompted many other women to share similar experiences of feeling pressured into giving consent. It's important to clarify that consent obtained through coercion is not genuine consent. But do teenage boys understand this concept? In theory, yes. However, applying this understanding in real-life situations seems to be a challenge. Consent and sexual expectations. In 2015, sociologist Nicole Bedra surveyed over 1,000 adolescent boys regarding consent. All boys understood the idea of enthusiastic consent and recognized situations where consent could not be given. Yet, only 13% of them had discussed their intentions with their partners before their most recent sexual encounter. Most of these conversations were initiated by their partners, not by the boys themselves. Boys often stretch the definition of consent to fit situations where they haven't obtained explicit verbal agreement. They interpret non-verbal cues such as smiling or physical contact as signs of sexual interest, which they sometimes equate to consent. When boys expect sex to happen, they may overlook the importance of clear consent or even use coercive tactics to obtain it. This disregard can lead to traumatic experiences for their partners. Parents and educators must emphasize to teenage boys that they are never entitled to sex. Coerced or non-verbal consent does not constitute real consent at all. Boys face challenges in showing vulnerability. The phrase "boys will be boys" is often used to excuse their behavior, whether it's pulling girls' hair or getting into fights. However, there's one thing they struggle with: showing vulnerability. Society expects men to be strong and tough, not to admit they can be victims too. These stereotypes oversimplify reality and ignore the full range of boys' experiences. Sexual assault is a serious issue on college campuses. It's not just females who are affected. A study in 2017 at Columbia University showed that 22% of students had been sexually assaulted during their time there. Among those assaulted, 80% were female, leaving the rest as males. The study found that many male victims experienced unwanted sexual advances, inappropriate touching, or groping. Some even reported more serious assaults, where they were coerced into sexual activity while unable to resist physically or were pressured verbally. Misconceptions about male sexual assault victims. In American culture, there's a common belief that young boys are always interested in sex, so they can't be victims of sexual assault. Movies like The Graduate and American Pie often show relationships between older women and teenage boys as funny or positive. But the reality is much darker. In the United States, as many as 1 in 6 boys will experience sexual assault before they turn 18. However, our limited idea of masculinity makes it hard to imagine a boy as a victim, someone who is helpless, vulnerable, or doesn't want sex. When boys are abused by women, it goes against the idea of what it means to be a man. As long as our idea of masculinity doesn't include male victims, we will keep leaving out boys who survive assaults. Talk openly with boys about sex. Parents and educators should regularly discuss sex with boys. It's hard to predict what kind of men today's boys will grow up to be. Peggy Ornstein, after talking to many adolescent boys, found several positives in modern boyhood. Today's boys understand consent and support feminism and LGBT+ rights. But they also learn old-fashioned ideas about masculinity, are taught to hide their feelings, and see more explicit porn than any previous generation. They live in a country where the president boasted about inappropriate behavior towards women and where a Supreme Court judge faced serious allegations of sexual assault but was still appointed. How can parents and educators help these boys become good men who respect themselves, their partners, and others around them? Discussing sex openly with boys should go beyond just talking about penetrative sex. Sex involves various activities such as touching for pleasure, oral or anal sex, and using fingers for stimulation. And there's much more to it. Sex isn't only physical. It includes understanding consent, respect, gender roles, how people express their gender, and sexual preferences. It's about meeting your partner's physical and emotional needs and understanding your own. If you're a parent or guardian, don't limit sex education to one awkward conversation. It's important to discuss sex and all its emotional and ethical aspects regularly and openly. These conversations may feel uncomfortable, especially if you've been taught not to talk about feelings or sex openly. But to teach boys honesty and emotional awareness, we need to demonstrate it ourselves. Boys today face challenges but also have great potential. To help them navigate these challenges and realize their potential, we must guide them with open communication, care, and the courage to tackle our discomfort. Key points 1. Society's stereotypical views of masculinity harm boys' mental health by suppressing emotional expression. 2. Boys often internalize harmful gender norms, affecting their behavior and well-being. 3. Early exposure to explicit online pornography distorts boys' sexual expectations and self-esteem. 4. Hookup culture promotes casual sex but often lacks emotional connection, impacting boys negatively. 5. LGBT+ teens face unique challenges in exploring and expressing their sexuality. 6. Black boys confront societal double standards in sexual expression and perceptions. 7. Educators and parents play a crucial role in promoting healthy attitudes toward sex and masculinity.